better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the Positive. Road Trip, the Good Words book by Rick Randall.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Lansing and Michigan needs to be fixed. Axe My Tax is a citizen's ballot initiative that would eliminate all property taxes in Michigan. Stop the theft of our homes, farms, and businesses by corrupt governmental entities and their outrageous spending. Help us make Michigan affordable to businesses and families once again. Go to axemytax.org, sign the petition, circulate petitions, and donate to help us fix our great state. Stop the stealing that's going on in Lansing. Join us. Go to axemytax.org.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one on this Thursday, December the 11th. I believe the last legislative day that the legislature is going to be in Lansing. Continuing on with the story about the House Republicans rejecting almost $645 million in administrative work projects. Well, the Democrats are just losing it in Lansing. Budget Director Jen Flood thinks that this is just completely unbelievable that they would do all this damage to Michiganders who deserve better, quote unquote. The former lead of the Senate Democrats appropriation process, Democratic Party Chairman Curtis Hertel, he runs the Democrat Party now for the state of Michigan, said not even Scrooge himself would cut food programs, veteran services, funding for mental health programs for child sexual assault victims 2 weeks before Christmas. Again, I'm not seeing those items. Cutting of food programs, veteran services, funding for mental health programs. It's not in the outline of the specific funds and programs they were cutting. The Democrats have their talking points, and it has to do with food, veterans, and mental health. Jen Flood's misrepresentations, cutting jobs, raising the cost of housing and health care, cutting food assistance for families. Starry, don't see it. If you look at the actual cuts in the funds that they're talking about, it's not there. I'm not going to go through and reread them all, but the Clean Michigan Initiative for Brownfields, what does that have to do with food? Nothing. What does it have to do with veterans? Nothing. What does it have to do with jobs? Nothing. I mean, they're trying to make it sound like permanent jobs are going to be lost. No. At best, you might get some temporary cleanup jobs, cleaning up brownfields, but that should be developers doing it, not the state. Well, quote of the day was given to the Democratic Party chair. I personally can't wait for the ghost of Christmas future to visit Matt Hall and show him what a Democratic majority looks like next year. Okay. So you guys believe that you're going to be able to explain these cuts on these particular programs that will motivate your base to get out and vote in huge numbers to defeat Republicans in the House next year. As a fiscal conservative, I'm ticked off that they didn't give us all back the money, the $2.7 billion they had collected, stowed away, and kept. It's our money. I'm ticked off the Republicans only cut $645 million out of $2.7 billion. And the Democrats are acting like this is the end of the world. Unbelievable. Well, one conservative group, Michigan Forward, said today's action is an unprecedented move that puts a stop to decades of out-of-control spending by Lansing bureaucrats and their political insider allies. Gabe Butsky, spokesperson for the network, said this is a huge win for taxpayers. Now the legislature gets to decide how the taxpayer money is spent, not Lansing bureaucrats. For too long, state departments have spent millions and millions of dollars without any oversight, accountability, and no transparency, and the House Republicans just put a stop to it. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I agree. I wish they would have gone further, but they didn't. But I guess cutting 25% of it's better than nothing. Now, part of this process is the Michigan Civil Service Commission. They rejected a proposal by the Treasury to stop giving the department field's auditors a 20% premium in favor of giving them money directly to the department's top brass, which would then divvy it up as they saw fit. Field auditors working for the state treasury. Well, the Michigan Civil Service Commission was packed. Despite the ice and snow that blew outside, at least one employee brought a child as Lansing had canceled school because of the weather. One commissioner from Southeast Michigan said he declined to risk the road conditions. Department of Treasury made a proposal back in November asking the Michigan Civil Service Commission to amend a rule that would grant them the ability to determine which field auditors would get a 20% premium added to their salary. They'd also be able to lower the amount and remove it from some employees who are already receiving it. Well, Department of Treasury Chief Operations Officer Corey Grant said this was a difficult decision made to avoid severe action such as layoffs or reductions in the workforce. Grant said that she was sure that any mass quitting caused by the removal of the 20% from salaries wouldn't cause as many open spots as they had seen before the implementation of the bonuses were added in May. She told commissioners that any reduction in field auditor staff pay wouldn't negatively impact how much the revenue the state generates. So it sounds like basically, if you are a really aggressive field auditor and you are out there really, really hammering people to collect more revenue, you basically would get a 20% bonus in your pay. I guess for being really aggressive and for bringing in more revenue to the state treasury. That's what this basically sounds like. Well, finally, she said, the goal of our audit operation is to promote tax compliance, not to generate revenue. Sure, Sure, lady, I believe that statement. Promote tax compliance? Well, when people comply with the taxes you think they should be paying, that generates more revenue. So your statement is an oxymoron. You don't even know what you're talking about. It absolutely generates more revenue. That's why you pay the bonus. Additionally, she went on to say, while audits may result in adjustments to tax determination, this does not necessarily equate to the discovery of new revenue. What? It absolutely does. Corey, everything you just said right there is a bald-faced lie. Trying to spin this. She went on to say, the Treasury Department is deeply empathetic to anyone who would end up having the 20% removed from their salary. And it's important for us to make sure that we continue to meet the strategic needs of the Treasury. Strategic needs? Collecting more taxes from us. Finally, she said, balancing compassion with responsibility is never easy, but it is essential. As we move forward together, I urge you to recognize that the decision you make today plays a significant role in the Treasury's ability to meet a budgetary obligation. Right. Budgetary obligation? They got to collect the taxes to pay for all the programs that these yahoos are spending down in Lansing. Commissioner Jeff Steffel asked Grant what would happen to the Treasury's budget if they didn't adopt the rule amendment. Well, she responded, we haven't fully figured out what we'll do if this is required from a long-term sustainability perspective. She said there would be a $4 million gap in funding the Treasury, which would need to find for employees, and she suggested the amendment be tabled until the next quarter. That would only cost them $500,000, which they could handle in their budget, but not $4 million. Well, the commissioner said, you've hired people who thought this was actually their wage, but in fact, it's not their wage. This is a bonus and should have been explained to them that's what it was. Well, several tax compliance field auditors had put together a massive report that they handed to each commissioner to rebut the department's arguments. And six individuals, including Peter New from the Michigan Association of Government Employees, gave public comment against the approval of the amendment. Finally, Senior Auditor Richard Wright made the argument that the current budget passed by the legislature is more than enough to sustain the 289 full-time employees and that the cuts to the departments would have to go undone until next year. 289 full-time employees work as field auditors to collect more taxes from us, we the people. We'll wrap this story up. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing: people, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Everybody, welcome back. Wrapping up this story. Basically, field auditors for the state treasury have been given a bonus, 20% bonus, for doing such a good job of tax compliance. Going out and basically hounding people over what they filed and what they paid to the state government. Well, it became basically now what they thought part of their pay. Well, the Michigan Public Service Commission said, you know what? We need to clarify this. What we're going to do is we're going to give the money to the department heads and let them give the bonuses to the people they want, not automatically give this to all the field auditors. One of the field auditors said that the proposed cuts will not save the state any money. In fact, it will cost the state money. Patty Lifford, an auditor, nearly broke out in tears during her public comment. She said the 20% was the reason the department was now competitive with other states in the Midwest, and that the bonus should be made permanent in order to keep the department competitive. So what you're saying, Patty, is if you don't keep getting the 20% bonus, you're going to leave the job and you're going to go to another state to do it because they pay more. Well, she continued by saying cutting the premium will lead to a mass exodus of staff, resulting in a loss of state revenue that will be far more than any short-term wage savings. The proposal is a breach of trust. It reverses written and verbal assurances made to new and returning staff that the premium was not temporary and did not have a sunset clause. The proposal would allow the Treasury to engage in favoritism and abuse employees through the reduction of their paychecks. She went on to say staffing issues, come and go. They oscillate over time, and removing that instability for employees and the department over time is something that we need to take very seriously. Well, one of the commissioners, Dave Burrage, made two separate motions. One was to waive the 28-day notice requirement, which passed unanimously, and one was to reject the amendment. Bottom line, it took me about 15 minutes to read the memo from the Treasury to form an opinion that this was wrong-headed and bad business for the state government. This is my first year on the commission, and for the next seven that I'm here, I will not change to vote for this. He said the promise was made to give the 20%. It should stay. Well, the packed room broke out in applause as the commission voted to pass the rejection unanimously. Grant wouldn't comment after the passage. However, in a statement to MERS from the Treasury Department, they said, today, the Michigan Civil Service Commission voted to maintain the 20% premium paid to field auditors. We appreciate the commission's consideration of this issue. Lifford, the lady who spoke as a field auditor, said she was proud the auditors came together and gave up their evenings to get the report to the Michigan Civil Service Commission. This is a true vindication for us. We deserve this because of the hard work and dedication we provide to the Treasury Department. Well, the commission also gave a 3% raise to appointed employees and raised the minimum wage for state employees from $12.48 per hour to $13.73 starting January 1st. So here in the state of Michigan, we have a new minimum wage of $13.73. I got a question. How many employees out there in the state of Michigan are making less than $14 an hour? Can you guys text me a message anywhere? Where is some company business only paying $14 an hour? Because I'm seeing fast food restaurants, even Walmart, all making more money. I don't get it. Absolutely do not get it. But that's what the mandated minimum, absolute minimum wage is now starting on January 1st. I think the state's a little bit behind the times, a little bit behind the market, but that's okay. Maybe, just maybe, some young people starting out, never had a job before, resume builders, maybe they're getting paid less at certain companies, but it's not happening at fast food, which has basically been historically the number one best resume builder place to work for young people. So we'll continue to follow this story regarding other bureaucratic departments. Basically, they get their bonuses permanently and forever. We got other stories lined up.